That's what dads do. We do what's good for everybody.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Come and listen to a story about a dad named Ted. He loved his kids and he tucked them into bed. And then one night they were saying bedtime prayers and his wife hollered up, "We have two broken chairs. Wobbly legs, that is. Broken slats, sagging seat." Well, the first thing you know, Ted gets his hammer out, hits his thumb, and then begins to shout. Says, "Don't you worry, I'll get her fixed up fine with some duct tape, zip ties, a little bit of twine." February, that is. Family Man fixing it. It's Family Man fix it or finish it February. Okay, and there we keep on going. That's thanks to Howard, who came up with the tune to Family Man fix it or finish it February. He gave me some other words, but I changed his a little bit, like all of them. But it was a great idea. That was all mine. That was all mine. That was a banjo playing at the end.
Genius, I say.
I feel like it's like we're getting in this habit. Like, it's time for Silly Songs with Todd.
I don't know how to follow that, man. That was great.
I don't know. Now you can say, "Hey, Todd, how's it going?"
Oh. That just sounds anticlimactic now.
That is true.
Hey,
that
Todd, is true. How's it going?
Speaking of Scott, that hey Todd, how's it going? Jeremy Bain, Family Man, down there in I don't know if he's in Tennessee or just right outside of Tennessee, somewhere down in that area, was saying, you know, we saw him last year at the Nashville Teach Them Diligently Homeschool Convention, which, dads, if you're homeschooling this year and you need some encouragement, this would be a great thing for your wife, for you. It's in, I think, towards the end of March. But he was saying, Scott, that you need to come down and we need to do a show there.
Sweet.
So I don't know. Let's do it. I don't know how far Nashville is from Cincinnati, but it's a ways. It's probably like 3 hours.
5 hours, maybe.
5 hours. So, yeah. Yeah. So, but he was also saying we should have a shirt that says, "Hey, Todd, how's it going?"
That would be classic.
Right. It would be
epic,
classic.
Even.
Epic. So are you pleased with the Super Bowl outcome?
Yeah, it was cool. I was expecting a better game, but, you know.
Not a blowaway, you mean?
Basically, Patrick Mahomes looked like Chicken Little just running away from the defense the whole time. So he tried his best.
But you were, I mean, because you had said last time you were kind of rooting for.
He's kind of hard to argue against Brady now.
Yeah, yeah. So
anyway, it was fun. It was a football game. That's about it.
Well, we had a birthday party that day, so I didn't really watch more than 10 seconds of it. But Renly's birthday was her fourth birthday. Isn't that amazing? Her fourth birthday was yesterday.
I'm becoming an old man because now I'm like, wow, that's amazing when a kid turns four. That's not amazing at all to do it every day, but.
I remember when you were born. Yeah. Yeah. It is amazing. It goes so by so quickly. But we have it. You know, there are certain seasons a man goes through. You know, like you have spring and summer. We have birthday season. We have now entered birthday season. It starts the end of January with Jed's birthday. Actually, he's like middle of January. But February is a full month for us. Catherine's birthday is today, and then Sam's is right after that, and then Kat's. And now we have Maggie's, and we had Renly's, and we put up the little decorations, and they hardly go down. You have to take them down for 2 days just so you can put them back up, so it doesn't just feel like you don't care about anybody else's birthdays.
Wow, that's too much effort. I'd just put them up and leave them up. Maybe like add another color balloon or something.
So you're going to be like the Christmas tree guy who just puts his up and leaves it up all year round.
No, that's a long time. You're talking 1 month of birthdays, man.
That's true.
I'm trying to help you out here, man. You want to be a lazy dad like me, you got to think about these things.
Oh, don't be a Scott. See, it's starting. I'm using it. I just heard of the lady because, you know, Valentine's coming up too. Even though yesterday, you know, one of the great things, and you remember this, Scott, how you taught your kids, or I assume you did, you know, how to graciously open up a gift, even if they got it or.
Yes.
You know,
so they got a duplicate. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's just not like, wow, well, I already got one of these yeah. or this is stupid or, you know, you teach them not to do that. So Brenly did a really good job. And she was like, every gift she would look at, her mother would look at her and she'd go, thank you. You know, thank you. And then I went off grid yesterday. I was at Walmart and I saw these like tutus, like little skirts. They were obviously Valentine's colors. They're like a red stripe and a pink stripe and a white stripe and a glitter band around it. And I thought, oh, Renly would love that. And it was only $4.99. So I picked one up and we went out sledding last night. This is our third time to drag kids around the driveway. But we used the car and we pulled Renly and Hudson around with their dad. And then afterwards, I said, oh, I got a surprise for you inside. And I went and got it for her and I gave it to her. And she looks at it and she goes, I don't really like red. I'm crummy kid.
Those are the moments you cherish.
That's right. That's right. But it is. It's actually better when it's somebody else's kids, not your own, saying it. Yes. I don't really like red. So do you got any big Valentine's plans coming up?
I need to come up with something.
You know. Time's a wasting.
Yeah, no.
Time's a wasting. We're only 4 days away as we record this. You know, 3 days. You know, if they listen to it on Thursday,
plenty of time for me.
Don't be a Scott.
Oh, that's gonna get old quick.
Yes, especially when you start hearing it on the media, and you know you're gonna hear it on national television.
My kids start saying it, or my wife starts saying it.
Yeah, that's where it really gets bad, when your wife starts saying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife says it to me. Yeah, okay, Mr. Family Man. Yeah, it's not good. But you know the thing is you know this is such a big deal, Scott. Scott, can I be serious here? Catherine, like I said, Catherine's birthday's today, and she took the day off from work, and her husband called my wife, and said, Debbie, and said, hey, you know, do you have some ideas that I could do for Catherine? Because, and Catherine told, and this is just between you and me and everybody listening, Scott, but Catherine told, I think she's worried. She's worried about her husband, that he's going to let her down, you know? Because she told my wife, and this is such music to my ears, she said, you know, I just want him to do like dad did, you know, for you, mom. Like, you know, he always made such a big deal about it. And I'm like, yes.
That's awesome.
So I love it when, you know, like a son-in-law is sacrificed on the altar of his father. Because I remember Debbie's dad kind of doing that to me, you know, when she would get sick. She goes, you just don't care like my dad did. My dad always came in and said, how you doing, pumpkin? You know, so now when she's sick, I try to get in, how you doing, pumpkin? But I think it's awesome. But, you know, it really is up to us dads to make the bar high. And that's why I make up such a big deal about the Family Man Fix It or Finish It February. Because I want my sons to see how dads do it. And I'll tell you, it makes a dad really, really proud. I told you that they're working over at Ike's house. Abe, Ike's younger brother, who's just about ready to turn 20. They've been working on, you know, since January. And they've got all the plumbing done, all the electrical. They're about ready to do the furnace. There's a guy coming today from the power company to see how to hook it up because there's no gas line for the furnace. And they've been putting in windows. I mean, they were putting in a window yesterday and it was like, I don't know how cold it was. It was, you know, in the teens, maybe even below the teens. And they're, you know, putting in this window that had an old window in it that was like metal frame. They had to break it out and they had to increase the opening through concrete blocks. And I went down there afterwards and it was all done. And they weren't even there to like brag on it because they were heading over to their sister Catherine's house, who they're renting a house. But they're kind of like, you know, these people have gone on overseas and they're going to be gone for a year and they get cheap rent, but they have to take care of things that might break. Well, after the first week, all their water backed up, you know, into the bathtub. Oh. And they had mentioned, oh, liquid plumber is going to be your best friend, which should be a tip off right off the bat. You know, like, don't go there. Yeah. Well, they called up my family man-in-law, McKenna's dad, Jerry, and they met over there about a week ago, and he can fix anything, but they blew out the line and it seemed to unclog it. And they did notice that some water, like when they blew out the line, some water came up through the ground. So they said, oh, it's probably got a hole in it. You know, maybe in the summer you can fix that. It's not a big deal because it's just like gravity, you know, takes the water out. And well, it blocked up again. And so Abe and Ike went over there, dug it out, found out that the pipe leading into the septic tank had kind of shifted down. They had to push it in and they got it fixed. And it just makes me so proud as a dad because I think, you know, they're going to take care of their families. They're going to take care of business.
That is impressive, man.
It impresses me, you know, and again, dads, that's why you need to do those things. That's why you do Valentine's Day or do something for your wife, because it's not about just for your wife. It's about showing your sons, you know, how to love their future wives. And so your daughters will think their husbands are lame later on as they compare them to you, you know. And it's about boys growing up to take care of business when things need to be taken care of. And, you know, I agree. It's a pain. Family man fix it or finish it February. I still have, you know, I did a couple on my list and I still have a couple more. And but, you know, there's always that one big one that you kind of shy away from, or it's not even big. It's just that one that stares you in the face that you know that it's just going to be more inconvenient than you want it to be. It was not as easy. And that's like my ice maker. I just know I'm just not going to be able to fix it. I'm going to have to replace it. Not that it's a big deal to replace an ice maker, but I just don't want to have to do it. You know, and I just kind of wanted to get by. And I don't think we should make our families just get by. You know, if there's a cold spot in your house that, you know, that you've got straw bales packed, you know, inside your house against it just to keep warm, fix it. You know, if you've got a faucet that just is always dripping and your wife goes, oh, I hate this thing, then just fix it or call someone to come and fix it. And it won't be as expensive probably as you think, or as hard to fix as you think it. I mean, I have this radiator that's sitting in my bathroom floor. I was looking at it this morning and that was on my family man fix it or finish it list 2 years ago. And the vent never fit properly. And I would have to I bent the vent just to make it fit inside of it, and it never worked well, and it was always loose and wobbly, and it broke, and then I'd have to do it again and kind of break another one to get it in there. And 2 years ago, I took my little masonry saw, and I made two cuts. It probably took me a total of 15 minutes, and it was fixed forever. And, you know, and it works like it's supposed to. So, Dad, you know, saddle up and face it. So
that is not how my projects go, man. just to share the other side of the story here.
Okay. Share us the other side, Scott. The dark side.
Yeah. When I do something like that, it breaks, it doesn't work. And I spend, you know, five times as much as I thought I would. And I'm at Home Depot and Lowe's and, you know, a couple other places. And then I have to call somebody anyway.
But isn't it a good feeling when it's all right?
Yeah.
It is a good feeling. And then your family looks at you and they go, thanks, Dad. Actually, they don't say thanks, Dad. It took you long enough.
There are occasionally ones that work and I'm like, wow, that one actually worked. And it's impressive. And then my kids are in awe of me. But, you know, then there's the ones like when I did my brakes on my car and I ended up spending almost as much doing it myself, and it took me like 3 days to get it done, and I was worthless for the next 3 days afterwards.
My brother is like loving this. Go keep talking.
My wife finally said to me, you know, it's really okay to just spend the money and have somebody else do it, because then it's like a couple hours out of our lives and you're fine for the next 3 days. It's not a problem, you know? So I was like, great. All this effort. And it's like, look, honey, next time just spend the money.
Well, it was all the extra money for therapy afterwards.
Yeah. When do I get that?
I don't know. Hey, and speaking of dad responsibilities, I was talking to a dad, and this is again why we need dads need to do it. I was talking to a dad a couple weeks ago. He was just saying he felt like he wanted to encourage his wife with a little getaway. Not far away, didn't have to be a beach, but he knew she liked scenery and just quiet. And so he was working out some details so his wife could go and spend the night somewhere. And he was saying, oh, you know, I just don't want to spend a lot. And he goes, but I don't know how to get around that. And you know, he did it anyway. And I just think that's what dads do. We do what's good for everybody. My dad always used to say that, you know, it's doing what's best for your kids. You know, you parent doing what's best. You make them do chores because you know that's best for them. You discipline them because you know that's best for them. You take them to places they don't want to go because you know that's best for them. And really, it's all summed up in that you to dad. So, Dad, if you've got some birthdays to make a big deal about, you to dad. You know, if you got a wife whose birthday's coming up or an anniversary's coming up, you to husband. You know, if Valentine's Day, you to dad. You got a family man, fix it or finish it, you to dad. Or just, you know that your wife is plum tuckered out and she needs a little break, you to dad. And it won't happen if you just coast. And I love coasting. I do. And no one will ever accuse me of being a workaholic dad. You know, and I'm not out working. I'm not the guy who, you know, gets his whole family together and we do family worship every night. And, you know, we take the lazy way out and we watch Disney Plus instead. But
I know
hope
you could count that.
What? Disney Plus is family devotions? Oh, yeah. 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 You can. WandaVision? Oh, yeah. So anyway. Well, hey, we're going to end a little bit early because like I said early on, I told Scott, our homeschool co-op is back in business and I got to go do gym games. I got some new ones, so I'm hoping those will work out, but I got to hit the road here. But I just thought I'd end it kind of how we began. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Scott and all your dads. You make me mighty proud to be a hammer-toting dad. So don't forget to get her done, that project for your wife. We'll see you next week as we talk about life. You all come back now. You hear?
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.